Good day, everybody. Welcome again to another edition of Miller Time. Today's topic is going to be economic development. And Leeds has been a city on the move during the term of this administration. Some of the most significant economic developments have occurred as the direct result of the mayor's economic development team's recruitment efforts, such as Bucky's, 310 new jobs, Engineered Plastic Components, 75 new jobs, PA Services, 239 new jobs, and over $5 million investment in downtown, plus numerous smaller companies or expansions. In addition, some large wins have been as a result of the favorable business climate in Leeds, such as the two major expansions of our largest single employer, Hubbell Power Systems, over 400 jobs total. Hubbell chose Leeds as the city in which to expand as they closed other facilities throughout the country, and that was because of our favorable business and climate. Altogether, this administration has brought in over 80 new or expanded businesses and over 1,300 new jobs. Of course, some of that number haven't been successful, but that is the nature of small business. Not all make it, especially when confronted with impediments such as COVID. The good thing is that this administration provided and still provides a positive business climate for investment. The list is too long to publish here, but anyone wanting a copy can call me. Some have been critical of our incentives that we have offered to induce prospective businesses to locate here. For example, we had a four-year uphill battle to convince Bucky's that Leeds was right for them. In the end, we beat out Trustful, Pell City, and Lincoln to secure our Bucky's. Were our inducements worth it? Unequivocally, yes. Without offering anything other than partial tax rebates on their future earnings, we convinced Bucky's to buy two parcels at Exit 140 to build their first new store outside of Texas. This deal took land that had stood vacant and unproductive for over 30 years and turned it into a travel destination producing over $70 million in annual sales, also creating over 300 new high-paying jobs, producing occupational tax revenue, and becoming a regional stopping place for traffic along the I-20 corridor. Oh, and did I mention that even with the tax rebate incentives, Bucky's produces between $2 and $3 million cash revenue for the city and school system annually. This is revenue that we did not have and which cost us nothing to get other than marketing effort. Using our tax revenue for long-term future development, the city procured a 100-acre site for commercial development directly across from the Grand River Outlet Mall. Development of this site, along with the development of the 275-acre site slated for a new regional draw sports park and 2,500-acre residential expansion, along with Bass Pro and Barbers, solidify Exit 140 as the premier exit on I-20 between Birmingham and Atlanta. This 100-acre commercial site is particularly exciting as plans include a new big-box store with all the attendant follow-on businesses and a super new feature called Crystal Lagoon. This will consist of a multi-acre lake with sand beaches and resort hotels, in addition to the approximately 50 acres of new shopping and restaurants. The city has partnered with Jefferson County, Sports Illustrated, U.S. Steel, Retirement Systems of Alabama, and others to bring this project and the sports park development to fruition. Some of you may have seen a recent news article that Costco chose another site for a new store. Unfortunately, even though Leeds fought hard and offered an amazing incentive package, the one thing we could not compete with was demographics. If you draw 1, 3, and 5 mile circles around the chosen site and the site offered by Leeds, the chosen site far outpaces the Leeds site in terms of household income within those circles. For example, Mountain Brook, Hoover, Vestavia, etc. are within the circles of the chosen site. Not to fret, however, all is not lost. Leeds always had a dual plan of action to bring another equally attractive big box if Costco chose to go elsewhere. I'm sure many of you know the alternatives we're pursuing, but I can't mention them by name here. We're very close on one of them, and I hope it will come about in the next few months. The economic future of Leeds is bright, thanks to our sound physical management and sheer effort to recruit revenue-producing businesses. We tried a few years ago to pass an ad valorem tax package to enable the city to build a new civic center, board of education facility, city hall, and library. The citizens did not want to fund this through ad valorem tax. So, as I stated at the time, we weren't giving up. We would just have to build up our revenue to the point we could do those things without a tax increase and through other means, and we've been successful. We have upgraded our Civic Center and Senior Center. We have removed the need to spend $5 to $9 million on a new City Hall through acquisition and renovation of the Alabama Power Building without spending from the general fund. We helped the Board of Education fund the new improvements at the stadium by contributing $500,000 to that project. The library has been upgraded, with more to come. The Board of Education has been able to build a new headquarters, and I am happy to announce a forthcoming proposal to the Council to explore the building of a new city facility on our vacant city block to provide a much-needed large meeting place and recreational venue similar to the one in Moody. A much less cost facility is possible since we have been able to achieve the other facilities by other means without a tax increase. Hey, keep listening as we examine more good stuff for Greenwave City on Miller Time.